Let's go ahead and get to David. David, thank you so much for continuing to hold. I really appreciate it. How are you?
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
Wonderful. The reason I called today is I've been having a stomach pain for now, I would say, like 4 to 5 years. It happens after I eat a meal, or it can also happen after I just drink a cup of tea or a cup of water or anything that enters the stomach seems to start some kind of involuntary reaction in my stomach. Sometimes it happens just right after I finish. In the case of a meal, usually after dinner, this ongoing, you know, pain can go on for, you know, more than an hour. It feels like as if my stomach receives some kind of a nudge or a series of, you know, like light punches, you know, like as if it's being pushed. Like if I put a fist in my stomach, a belly area, and kind of lightly push inward, that's the kind of feeling that I feel. But fortunately, this year, the duration of how long I feel this pain, usually after I eat supper, it used to last like 2-3 hours after I ate. But now, within an hour or so, the pain subsides. And the other feeling I have is a burning feeling. Usually after I eat, if I just remain sitting, right now I'm sitting while I'm talking to you. Well, actually, it has been a little longer since I ate. But if I don't make sure that I sit upright, you know, usually that seems to help if I sit upright. I get some kind of a burning, you know, ongoing burning feeling in my stomach.
Okay.
And so that's the other sensation I feel, this burning feeling. And and the third thing is, aside from eating, what would cause this, what I call this involuntary, like punch-like feeling, if I were just to stand in place, and run in place, you know, to set the torso in motion, anything that sets the torso in motion, or if I kind of vibrate my hands, kind of like, to kind of agitate the torso area, some kind of movement. So, or I would sometimes, to show it to someone else, I would stand on my toes and kind of spring upside and down. Just that's the same thing as, you know, running in place. And if I were to bare my stomach at that point, you would see that my stomach area, right around my stomach area, kind of it pulls inward by itself. Like for 1, 2, or 3 seconds, then there's a relief, and then you see this sudden, you know, inward, involuntary, you know, depression in the stomach. I mean, I can demonstrate that, I did that to the doctor. He kind of found it, I guess, a little bit amusing, but I was just trying to demonstrate what's going on. So this is what I have been having, and the first thing I got was, this can be due to a gallbladder problem, maybe a gallstone. So the GI doctor recommended that I take a ultrasound to check the gallbladder and also nearby organs like the pancreas, liver, kidney. And I don't have any gallstones or no problem with the pancreas or liver or kidney. After that, the next thing would be that they recommended was, what do we call it, endoscopic, upper endoscopy.
Right.
To check for the presence of ulcers or any other, you know, problem that may be there. And also to check for the presence of any bacteria like H. pylori. And I did the endoscopy. There is no ulcer, no any other disease, no H. pylori, except he found that I have mild gastritis.
Okay.
So that was the outcome of the endoscopy. But that's pretty much what I got. So right now, it's still not clear what sets off this, this reaction that I get, after I eat, on the burning feeling. I mean, in the absence of ulcers and other, serious problems. I mean, what could be causing, this problem? That's where I am at.
Okay. Well, originally, when you first started talking about it, it did sound like a peptic ulcer. So I'm glad to hear that you had the endoscopy done and you ruled out that that was the cause. I mean, that that was not the cause of it.
Right.
But I'm also glad to hear that the endoscopy gave a little bit of information, which is to hear that you have gastritis, which is just a general term, as you probably know, but just for our listeners, of inflammation of the stomach. And it can be inflamed for different reasons, but oftentimes I would say the GI doctors will recommend at that point to be on some sort of antacid medication to see if that would be of benefit. And it almost does sound like maybe you could have some heartburn or reflux occurring.
Heartburn? I'm not quite familiar. I'm not sure whether I understood this word heartburn.
Okay.
Is that like discomfort in the esophagus area?
It can be in the esophagus. Sometimes it's a little bit lower in the chest, though. But
okay.
It's caused by acid in the stomach.
Okay. So when they say heartburn, is it the same thing as a burning feeling?
It can be a burning feeling, yes.
Okay. All right. That's why what throws me off, my English, being a second language speaker, the heart part usually throws me off.
Yeah.
So it's actually just a sensation, a burning sensation, right?
Yes, yes. But it's not always necessarily burning. It can be painful as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel this, somewhat a burning or warm feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
Like in the center of, right where, I would say, right below the ribs and pretty much in the stomach area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So yeah. Right now, I'm just trying to find what may be, the cause.
Sure. So a couple other thoughts that I would have as far as investigating further. I think that looking into whether or not you over or underproduce acid would be beneficial. And I know you've heard us talking about the Heidelberg test, which is the test where you can check for stomach acid. And they do that at the Tahoma Clinic. You can also, I know that you're not super close to the Tahoma Clinic, but you can look at the phcapsule.com website to see where else the Heidelberg tests are done.
Okay.
And then in the meantime, you could try things that are helpful to change the acid production in the stomach and see if that would make a difference for you. There's a product by Integrative Therapeutics, and it is actually an orange peel extract.
Orange peel, okay.
Yeah, and they have it under the name of D, as in dog, limonene.
D, like dog?
Uh-huh, and then limonene is
L?
L-I-M-O-N-E-N-E.
E?
Okay. And it says exactly on the label how to use it. There's another company, their sister company, I would call them, called Enzymatic Therapy, that has the same product. It's called Heartburn Free. But it would be interesting to try that. It's something where you don't have to take it every day, which is really nice, too. And it's not harmful in any way, so it would just be a trial or error there to see if it would make a difference for you.
And the company name is Enzymatic, what was the second word?
Therapy.
Therapy, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
And it is pretty much the same product.
Yep, it's the same product, just different brand and different name.
Did you say it is orange peel extract?
Orange peel extract, yes.
I see, orange peel extract.
Yeah.
I hope it is organic. Okay, orange peel extract.
Yeah.
And it is like a capsule?
It's a soft gel capsule, yes.
Okay, so that would reduce the heartburn?
Mm-hmm.
I see. Okay, I see.
And I'm sorry, David. We actually have to go to a break. I'm so sorry.
Can I hold on?
Actually, we have a lot of callers today, so...
I wanted to ask you about a hernia. If you could give me like a half a minute.
Okay, go ahead and hold then, and we'll come back to that.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Bye-bye. We'll be right back with your calls. Thank you. So our last caller just had another quick question to ask us, so let's go right back to him, and then we'll get to the rest of the callers. Hi, David.
Yes, doctor. Sometimes when I crouch, like to pick something from a lower cabinet, this kind of squishing my belly, and also occasionally when I lean forward, I kind of feel pain on the right side of my belly. Usually it's when I crouch to pick up something, you know, from a lower cabinet or from the lower part of the fridge. The pain, it doesn't last very long, but it has happened, for quite some time. So I was wondering if this is some kind of hernia.
It definitely is possible that it could be a hernia. Definitely something to speak about with your provider. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can hernia appear in the stomach area?
Yes, there can be one in the stomach area.
Okay. Yeah. Is that what you were talking about, the hiatal hernia earlier?
Uh-huh.
Is that the kind of hernia?
That would be a little bit different, because with the hiatal hernia, you don't see actually any physical bulging in the abdominal wall or on the outside of the abdomen. It's something that occurs internally.
Yeah, I don't see any bulging in my case either.
Okay.
It's just that, like I said, where I have like the where the belt crosses the
mm-hmm.
belly, right around there, I get some sharp pain, especially if I'm wearing a tight pants and I crouch.
And that is a different area than the hiatal hernia, so it's probably not related to a hiatal hernia. The hiatal hernia is usually higher up, like the stomach, more associated with heartburn and indigestion.
Oh, okay. So no, you are right.
Yeah.
It is lower than that.
Yeah.
It is right around where the pelvic, laterally going.
Okay.
In the same lateral position, maybe a little bit above the pelvis.
Okay.
You know?
I'm sorry, David. We're going to have to go ahead and go on to another caller.